Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is another commentary and analysis, this time over how to break hearts and risk losing everything. In these commentaries, I talk about the research, inspiration, ideas, and other fun stuff that went into creating this article that hopefully you enjoyed. So if you enjoy the articles, check out the audios because I go into a lot more depth and give a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look. So with this one, this was actually... If you listen to the commentary for the previous article, no, you can't have it all. This is the second article I wrote on the same flight out to Asia back in 2014. And it's really, I can't really pinpoint the exact inspiration. It's funny, I for whatever reason, I do some of my best thinking on planes. And I don't know, I get into this kind of like trance-like state where I... just kind of blast my music and stare out the window, and my mind kind of just wanders for, you know, an hour or two. And actually a lot of really good ideas that I've had and successful posts that I've had were originally written on airplanes for whatever reason. It's funny, I have a friend who claims that his entire book was written on airplanes flying between New York and Tokyo back and forth. For some people, there's something about it. You know, maybe it's the high amount of oxygen or whatever that just gets like the creative juices going. For me, I think a lot of it is just the lack of distraction, not having email and instant messengers and phones constantly going off and notifying me of a bunch of stuff I don't care about. But anyway, back to the article. This topic, it's something that like, it's one of those things that I had been feeling for a long time, but I never knew how to put words around it. So both in my own life, but also in just all the emails that I got from readers and a lot of the old coaching calls I used to do years ago, I used to see this happen all the time where people, because something feels difficult, they intellectually convince themselves that it is difficult. And in psychology, there's tons of research that demonstrates that reason, basically our intellect just looks to justify what we already feel. It's not the other way around. We don't feel what we logically conclude. We logically conclude something that explains how we already feel. And so when we feel something is extremely difficult, or when something feels very intimidating or scary to us, we will find rationalizations to explain those feelings in a way that seems logical. And so that's how, you know, you kind of get these situations where what may appear as a very simple problem, straightforward problem to somebody like me or you, to the person who has the problem, it feels extremely complicated. And I think this applies to pretty much all of our own personal issues. I use three specific examples in the article. All three of those examples were examples from emails I had received recently. Obviously, I use some personal examples, and I really liked when I was sitting on the plane thinking about this. You know, the whole article kind of flowed from the whole VCR question thing. Because I think I just started thinking about this topic in general and, you know, how our brains function in this way. And for some reason, the immediate first, connection that I made, was as a kid, screwing around with VCRs and how my parents thought it was amazing when actually, in hindsight, VCRs are very simple. There is a lot of research on this type of stuff. Dan, I believe the researcher's name is Dan Ariely, A-R-I-E-L-Y. He is a professor, I believe, at Duke. But he has a book called Predictably Irrational. His work has more to do with like decision making and how we are unconsciously biased in our decision making, how we like just don't notice our own biases and how we reason in a very faulty way. There's another Daniel named Daniel Kahneman. I think the book won a Pulitzer. I'm not sure. He had a very long book called, Thinking Fast and Slow, where he breaks the mind up into two different minds, the fast mind and the slow mind. So the fast mind is your unconscious intelligence, what a lot of people think of as intuition. And then you have the slow mind, which is like the reasoning and the, I guess you'd say the calculative, logical part of the brain. And he explains beautifully, how each mind or each brain, has its own, benefits, has its own strengths and weaknesses, I guess you would say. And how they need to counterbalance each other. So the fast mind is extremely good at drawing, complex conclusions and inferences and adapting very quickly and being spontaneous. And also doing things like recognizing people's faces and noticing a trajectory of a baseball and things like that. Things that you could never actually sit there and calculate, consciously and mathematically. It would just be too impossible. The weakness of the fast brain, though, is that it makes a lot of errors and it makes a lot of assumptions. It takes shortcuts. So it's very, it's unreliable, essentially. The slow brain, its benefit is that it's very meticulous. It's accurate. It's well reasoned. So it tends to be more realistic. The drawback is that it's slow and it takes a lot of energy. And, you know, you could basically kind of boil, all of, you know, I guess you'd say like behavioral decision making, how we reason through our life and our problems. You could boil it down to the tension between these two parts of our mind. And you start to see that certain people are biased towards one mind over the other. Certain professions, certain groups, certain belief systems, and so on. Kahneman doesn't get so much into that. The book is primarily based on his research and the research of his colleague. But it's a fascinating book. And actually, I don't think he won the Pulitzer Prize. He won the Nobel Prize for his research. And then the book is about all of the research that he did. So anyway, those are some cool book recommendations if you're more interested in this kind of stuff, like how our brain operates and like why these sorts of biases and irrational beliefs develop in the first place. So check those out.